We lost them both in recent years, and much too early. I only got to work with Bill Duckworth a couple of times on his Imaginary Dances and also his Time Curve Preludes. It's an Imaginary Dances in 9 sections with no real break. A lot of them go to Ataka, to the next one, and reflects his wide-ranging interest in Indian raga, and jazz and blues, in the isorhythms of people like medieval composers, Machaut and Dufay, who we worked with early on. Not worked with, but he. And I want to thank my excellent page-turner composer friend, Jerome Kitsky, who did a fabulous contribution recently. Well, he deserves thanks. So, first, Imaginary Dances by William Duckworth. And there are 9 of them. Adam sits very high. Or I sit low.
Thank you.
pieces by Ann Southam, the Glass Houses series are sort of like Terry Riley's keyboard studies from the mid-60s, where you have a pattern in the left hand. And then she only gives you, can't see the score from here, but she just gives you one of the left hand patterns, and then all the rest is the right hand with some repeats, and you just keep cycling through the left hand. And there's one in here that has a left hand pattern of 33 notes that you have to keep doing over and over. Mm-hmm. So I'm not playing that one, but you really have to split your brain in two. So I'll alternate these with two of her more meditative rivers from the second set.